This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in our guest from Paramount Sports, our friend Lee Sterling. Lee, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning to you. It's a big time for you. Listen here.
Yeah.
Tell us what's happened the last two consecutive weeks.
Okay, we've had two big weeks the last 2 weeks. Actually, last night there were three games, and there's three games I normally may have something on one game. I think it's the first time in the almost 27 years I've been in business I gave out all three games, two sides in a total. We went 2-1. So we're on a roll. What's happened now is I'm able to get a lot of data. I've seen every team at least four or five times an entire game, and there's some data. I'm going to give you some selections, and one of them is going to shock you. So sometimes you get all this data, and in your mind you're thinking one thing, and the data is proving the other way. Sometimes you just got to go with the analytics. So we actually found a game in college football where the underdog is getting more than a touchdown. I think they're going to win the game easy outright. So just found this game, and rarely do we put out big plays. We rate our games from 10 to 50 units.
Mm-hmm.
On these 40-plus unit releases the last 12 years, if we win this game on Saturday, we'll have gone 40-17 documented. And we're talking about some of these have been 4, 5, 6 touchdown blowouts over the point spread. So they want to get involved, just check out the website, ParamountSports.com.
Dovember, brother. Dovember.
Right, not November. It's Dovember.
All right, let's get to the games right now. Number one, number two, it's Tuscaloosa. It is a autumnal Saturday afternoon in Alabama. LSU and Alabama, the number is right around 6 or so. What do you like?
Okay, so I'm full disclosure, I'm not betting the game, not giving it out to my clients, but we obviously got to make a pick on the biggest game of the year. So don't call me up on Saturday night and say you blew everything on this game. This is a game, put a little on if you want to wager. I call it my $25 bowl of popcorn game. Now, I thought I was going to like LSU. But I think this game's going to come down to explosive plays, and I think Alabama's probably the right side here. Tua's running game, I think, is what's going to help him if he stays upright. They're averaging 5 yards a carry this year, better than LSU. And he's got three receivers that can catch a ball, break a tackle, and go 70, 80 yards. And I don't know if LSU has those guys. So I think Joe Burrow, at this point this year, is a better quarterback than Tua. 79% completion percentage, 30 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. But
woo!
Bama, that, I mean, you almost don't even see those kind of numbers anymore. You know, you think of 60, 65, maybe close to 70%, but 79% completion percentage is almost unheard of. But Bama,
people don't even shoot that from the free throw line anymore.
I can't make 79% layups.
There you go. So who do you got?
I like Alabama here. I think if it comes also down to coaching here, we'll go with Nick Saban here. Bama, 37-27.
All right, we got another matchup of unbeatens. This one in the Big Ten, noon tomorrow. Penn State giving a touchdown on the road at Minnesota.
Yeah, and it's going to be a crazy crowd for Minnesota. Remember, this isn't who is the best team. This isn't who has the best body of work. It's who can win or cover in one game. And right now, Penn State's offense, not quite the same as 4 or 5 games ago, the last three games, averaging just 293 yards per game, kind of stalled a little bit here. Minnesota, if you watch them, most people don't watch their games, but they run like the same 15, 20 plays over and over, but they do it well. They don't make mistakes. And their defense, 2 or more takeaways in 6 of the 8 games here. The wrong team is favored. Upset of the weekend in college football. Minnesota,
24-23. Wow. Oh, November. All right, some primetime NFL action out west. San Francisco and Seattle. There's the Russell Wilson quotient. There's Jimmy G. There's all of this. Who really is the best team out there? I think a lot of people are wondering just how good Seattle is. They're wondering if San Francisco's record is for real. What's the story here?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of talk because San Francisco has a former aide on their staff at Seattle as now their defensive coordinator. They know Seattle inside and out. The problem here in preparing for Lamar Jackson, or in this case Russell Wilson, is you can do whatever you want, and the guy just sometimes ad-libs and just does stuff that you can't defend. Right now, he's throwing into windows that I haven't seen quarterbacks throw into windows on the run in a long, long time. So I just think that he's on a roll. You don't want to go against a hot quarterback in the NFL. One of the things and the principles, the 10 or 12 principles I go with. And then also, he's won 10 of the last 11 against San Francisco here. I'm calling for the upset, Seattle, 30-28.
All right.
Over previously undefeated San Francisco.
That would be huge. It would be huge if the Cincinnati Bengals, with all the disarray that they are in, could somehow keep it close against the Baltimore Ravens this weekend. Nearly a 10-point spread, 10 points in some places, 9.5 we have it. Ravens and Bengals, Lee, is there any way the Bengals keep this thing close?
Well, they're desperate. Just like the Dolphins, they're going to eventually win a game. They have had 2 weeks to prepare and rest up. And the Ravens were involved in the marquee matchup maybe in the NFL so far to this date on Sunday night and came away with a win. How about this? There's some major data on this game.
Major.
The teams that have played the Patriots following week, 1-7 against the spread. Baltimore, 1-7 against the spread the last nine, 1-7-1 against the spread the last nine division games, including they failed to cover as a 10.5-point favorite against the Bengals in week 6 when they won 23-17.
Just playing them, even if you beat them, it doesn't matter. Just the next week,
right,
no matter what.
They're just going for a win. Cincinnati has won 6 of the last 7 times when they've hosted Baltimore, going 5-2 against the spread here.
Ooh.
The Ravens have been a horrible favorite, covering just twice in the past 13 times in that role, and the Ravens have been chalked 5 times this season. Their lone cover against the Dolphins in week 1 when the Dolphins were in total disarray here.
Damn.
Upset of the year. Cincinnati knocks off Baltimore 24-23.
Oh, my gosh. Lee's like way out over his skis this morning. You could text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. One that is near and dear to our heart. It's going to be played just a few miles down the road from right here where we're sitting in studio. You go, Lee, you go down this little road. It's called Green Tree Hill. You go past a runaway truck sand pile. You go through this tunnel, and then the city opens up right there, Heinz Field, right where we are. The number's 3. Aaron Donald's coming home. That's going to be a big storyline with this one. The Steelers' offense has sputtered. Their running back situation is in flux. Is 3 enough points? Is it too many points? Can the Steelers win outright? What's happening here?
Well, Jared Goff has not been the same as far as being sharp compared to 2018. And Pittsburgh defense, you know, since they acquired Micah Fitzpatrick, a different team, they have a whopping 19 takeaways, 4 more than they had in all of 2018. Steelers maybe don't have the best defensive front 7 in the NFL, but I think it's top 3 or top 5. I think they have a top 5 offensive line here, and I just think the Rams, you know, sitting there the last couple games, they had Atlanta and Cincinnati and let them hang around for a while here. I like Pittsburgh. Give me Pittsburgh. We're gonna top off, put the cherry on top of a great weekend.
Dogs.
Pittsburgh wins this game 26-20.
Dogs barking all over the place
I
for you,
it.
Lee.
Yep.
Speaking of, there's another interesting dog right up the road in Cleveland this weekend. Buffalo is 6-2. And going to 2-6 Cleveland and getting points. This is the big one, right?
Yeah, it is. They want to get this game. Cleveland, I mean, they're talking about 2-6 making the playoffs. No team since they've gone to the realignment has made this playoff since they've gone 2-6. But they still think they have a shot. Buffalo on a roll. You want to get Cleveland and Buffalo, it's on me. 800-400-9741. And like I said, our first 50 unit play of the year, college football, underdog shocker, we win this game, we'll have gone 40-17 the last 12 years on these 40-plus unit releases. Do you want to get the game individually, $197, or a month of not November, Dovember executive phone service, just $347. It's all available. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741. And I want to hear chants all Sunday, Ryan Finley.
Yeah, too hot.
Ryan Finley.
Hey, by the way, it snowed here this morning just a little bit. When's the last time Lee Sterling has been anywhere there's snow?
Well, I have a place in Park City, so I
can
pardon me. But it's a little different knowing you're going to be there for a week or 10 days. So, but the last time in Miami, January 20th, 1977, it lasted for about 10 minutes.
Got the numbers on everything. Look at that. He knows the last time there were snowflakes in South Florida.
Did you bet the under on that, or did you have the over?
And it's horrible here right now, guys. It's a balmy 84 degrees, so after I finish work, I think I'm gonna have to take a little jog and take a little dip in the pool.
There we go. Thanks, Lee. We'll talk again next week.
All right, guys.
See you later. Man, Lee Sterling. My place in Park City.
Yeah, I got to play. I don't know if you heard of Park City.
Yes. I mean, come on.
He's the best.
He is the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.